A medical practitioner and politician, Dr. Arthur Kennedy, has described the health system in Ghana as problematic. According to him, apart from inadequate equipment, most major hospitals use obsolete equipment, thereby making it difficult to provide quality health service to Ghanaians. Dr. Arthur Kennedy called for urgent steps to improve the situation.
The state of affairs is very alarming. Whenever you look at any healthcare system, in my judgment, from my readings around the world and my experience in North America, there are three key issues. First, it is about quality of the care that is being delivered. The second one is access to the care. And the third one is the cost. Every healthcare system can be measured against these three parameters. As far as Ghana's healthcare system is concerned, whichever one of these parameters you take, I think we have problems. The obvious one, let us take quality. I think that the quality of the care that we provide leaves a lot to be desired. In the last couple of weeks, both the Graphic and the Ghanaian Times have highlighted issues at Kolebu Teaching Hospital, in which they've talked about breakdown in very significant equipment, i.e. CT scanners. And in the case of Times, they said that the CT scanners, some of them had been there since about 1992, they break down frequently. And I wrote a follow-up article. In that article, I said that actually, the issues that the Times pointed out were just a tip of the iceberg. To summarize, for example, talking about equipment, west of Accra, there is no CT scan in Ghana. North of Kumasi, there is no CT scan. In addition to that, for example, there is no echocardiogram. In other words, if you get outside Accra all the way to Elumo, you cannot do an echocardiogram on a patient.
Medical practitioner Dr. Arthur Kennedy.